Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
The Pocono native who pled guilty in the horrific murder of four University of Idaho students. Still more stories coming out. And I think the important thing to know about these cases when we talk about someone who is a mass killer here, right? And we talked earlier, if you go back on the rewind to the show last hour, we talked about how police arrested a 13-year-old. Other citizens who are watching, doing a crime watch and looking online, found real concerning stuff about that 13-year-old. The reason I think these stories are important, even though this one, you know, happened after four people were killed, is you want to say, what could we have done or what could have been done that might have been able to stop someone from being able to kill people? And there are two college students who say they were stalked by this suspect. Now, this all happened before the murders, and they said that they were being spied on in their home. These were undergraduate students, and they knew who he was. They knew who he was, and they told police. Two female college students told officers with the Idaho State Police that Koberger would make daily visits to see them at work. Then they started getting unexpected visits at their homes. This is where things go too far, right? It's bad enough if someone, you know, look, I'm sure people who work in any kind of customer service, think coffee shop, waitress, whatever. I used to waitress as well. You might get people who pop in and they kind of like to talk to you, you know.
The regulars.
Yeah, but there's always, you may have someone, if you've worked in it, there may be someone that you kind of go, ugh.
They're not so regulars.
It could be creepy.
Creepy. Creepers, yes.
When you get it then to an extent where someone is on your porch or at your home, that's when the flags certainly go up. The first woman was an employee at the school's bookstore. And she said that August or September of 2022, so we're talking just a month or two before the murders, she said she was home alone one night, changing in her room. Someone knocked on her window. She called her husband and the person ran off. Then she said it happened again. She had started working when she heard someone moving around on her porch. After she had started working, she heard someone moving around on her porch around 7 in the evening. Her husband came home again and saw the white car leaving the area, and he drove a white Hyundai Elantra. It also looks like he researched her. She said he knew personal details about her. She never volunteered to him. He once came in and asked for her by name, adding she was certain she never told him her name and she does not wear a name tag. He even knew what hours she worked and made remarks about her hours. That's really creepy behavior. The other student, allegedly stalked by him, worked in the criminology department, but was an undergraduate. She said he kept making advances on her, so she told him she was a lesbian, but it didn't stop him from constantly seeking her out. Almost daily, she said. And the report also said she was told she was not the first person to have problems with him. She said she was working late and saw him walking outside as she was locking up. He made eye contact with her when she locked out. It seems strange because you would have to be looking directly at the window where she worked to make eye contact. She told police she had been getting ready to lock up and eventually ran and hid in a bathroom to avoid him when she saw him entering the building. Then one day she got a call from a neighbor who said they saw someone very close outside her window and to make sure to lock the door. And then she learned that she lived fairly close to him. There's more. A fellow classmate recalled an incident where she felt someone outside her window. I mean, if people are all talking about this stalking, creepy behavior, what could be done?
It's a great question. What can be done at that point without doing anything?
Without actually having him being there when the cops get there. You could say, well, this guy's creeping on me, and then I see there's a white car. Could it be him? Because you don't see him. You just hear something. Another classmate heard someone trying to open the door to their home near the times of all this. And all this was happening in the months prior to the murders. It's really scary stuff. And you got to take this stuff seriously. When someone knows a lot about you, you don't tell them anything. They're following you around. They're making eye contact. They're coming by.
I think it's never been easier to get information. If you're searching for information, you can find it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's as easy going, hey, what's the girl? She works here.
It's awful. And don't give people information. By the way, there's also, quickly just to mention before the break here, he also posed in shirtless pictures with a wound on his hand. And he did these disturbing selfies after the murder of the students. So that's real creepy stuff. And the DNA evidence they had was not trace DNA. I know that we've heard that before the trial. The genealogists working on it say there was a lot of DNA that he left at the scene. So he was going to be found out, in addition to the fact they knew the vehicle that they were looking for.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.